Welcome in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Nate Abaurea. It's the final show of 2015. It's my last day down here in the hometown of Watsonville, California, eating ungodly amounts of burritos. I've had about four burritos a day for the last week and drinking Chavela after Chavela after Chavela. Thanks for listening to us live here on Sports Byline, 1 to 2 every weekday on the left coast, 4 to 5 over there on the Eastern Seaboard. Thanks for subscribing to us in podcast form, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and of course, WorldSoccerTalk.com. And get involved in the Twitter game at World Soccer Talk and get at me at NateWST. A very, very special guest to close out 2015. One of the shining stars of the year, Rachel Bonetta, is going to be joining us. Rachel, a very well-traveled individual. She gets all around North America for her work with Major League Soccer and formerly with Kick TV, but she's fresh back from Africa. So we're going to be talking all about her trip to Ghana and everything that she took in her very incredible trip to Africa. I've already seen some pictures and video from the trip, and we'll get some firsthand perspective from Rachel herself on what it was like in Ghana for a couple of weeks. We'll also talk about some of her most memorable moments in 2015 for Major League Soccer, from MLS Cup Final back to the All-Star Game. She definitely enjoyed herself in the state of Utah, the outdoor mecca of Utah. She got all around Major League Soccer this season. So we'll talk about some of Rachel's most memorable moments this year. And we'll do a little year in review of our own and give some final takes, some no holds barred final takes. Let's just put it that way. It's going to be a no holds barred final segment. So stay tuned for that. It's World Soccer Talk Radio. Rachel Bonetta with us after this right here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned, baby.
Best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like a Williams Digital Piano for just $169, Ernie Ball Cobalt Slinky Guitar Strings, buy two, get one free, or a five-pack of Hohner Harmonicas with case, just $15, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big. New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Hey, America, it's me, Colonel Sanders. Now, can you guess what I'm thinking? Nope, that's not it. Nope, nope, not that. Nope, nope. Exactly. KFC's popcorn chicken is made with 100% white meat, not like those nuggets that come in funny shapes. And now you can get them in a KFC $5 fill-up, along with a side, a cookie, and a drink. Wow, you are very good at guessing things. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs includes popcorn chicken, side biscuit, cookie, medium drink, tax extra.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com. BusinessLoansNow.com.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nada Barea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This man is absolute magic! It belongs in a different galaxy altogether!
So when we started this show back in April of this year, this lovely lady was one of our very first guests, and now she is the final guest of 2015. Rachel Bonetta, thank you so much for coming back on.
Hi, thank you. I'm a pretty good season finale, huh?
Pretty damn good season finale. And the last time you were on, we officially dubbed you the World Soccer Talk Radio Canadian Bureau Chief. I think we're gonna have to change that to international correspondent. You are fresh back from Ghana. Please tell us all about your African journey, Rachel.
It was insane. It was so crazy. I'm still kind of gathering my thoughts, but it was awesome. I work with a nonprofit called Community Rise, and that was the original intent to go. But and I started telling my producers about it. I'm so excited. I'm going to Africa, and then we kind of just started talking about how many Ghanaian players are in MLS and how cool it would be if we were able to bring one or two of them over. So we talked to Poku on NYCFC and Lloyd Sam from Red Bulls, and they were both down to go. They just made the Ghanaian national team. They were just called up, so it was kind of perfect timing. So we went back. We met their family and their friends and saw where they were from. I mean, Lloyd Sam had never lived there, but Poku lived there until he was 18. So to go back to where he was from, Kumasi, and just see how, like, loved and worshipped he was, it was so cool. So we were there for 2 weeks, and we saw a lot of stuff, both completely different projects, but both awesome. And it was a life-changing experience. It was so cool.
Well, it definitely seemed quite emotional in what I've seen, the little bit of video and pictures that I've been able to get a few peeks at. Talk about the emotions that were flowing, not only from you, but from these players getting to go back to their homeland and seeing that stuff firsthand.
Well, Poku hadn't seen his family in, I think, over 5 years. So we were there when he saw his mom for the first time. So that was definitely an emotional experience for everyone, and like his brothers and his dad. It was so cool to see. And it was so insane. He was like, we got out of the car and he didn't tell anybody that he was coming, 'cause he didn't want to like cause a huge thing. And within 10 minutes, we just had a whole crew of people just following us down the street. And it was so cool to see him just take the time to shake everyone's hand. And I was talking to one of his friends, and he told me that he's just so respected in that community because he was such a respectful kid growing up. And he always took the time to say hello to people. And so that was definitely one of the most emotional experiences. And he, like, saw his best friend that he hadn't seen in so long. And I don't think his best friend knew that he was coming back. So it was just like, it was just like kind of like freak out after freak out after freak out. And we were, it definitely didn't get old. It was really cool to see. And then the other half of it was the first week we spent going into these communities that are like 3 hours out in the middle of nowhere, and they didn't have clean water and they didn't have the ability to get to like a hospital. So we would like go to these little clinics, and it was just so eye-opening. I really can't explain. I vlogged like the entire time that I was there, but there's a lot of stuff, so I haven't put it all together yet. But just to meet these people and just see what they're going through and how much help they need, it was really It was a really big learning experience, and it changed my life forever. As soon as I came back to New York, I was like, what is this place? What is Wi-Fi? I have no idea anymore. But it was a really cool experience.
Well, I really enjoyed some of the stuff that you talked about in those vlogs and talking about the change in perspective that you gain from a trip like this. And I got to ask you now, where to next for Rachel Bonetta?
I don't know, actually. I just got back from New York. I was home in Toronto for Christmas and kind of just trying to, like, I just put out my Q&A the other day because I was like, I just had an insane year. And not only do I want to answer questions for people, but I kind of want to look back on it all and figure out what this year was to me. So right now I'm kind of just enjoying being back in New York. I'm going to continue to work with this nonprofit. I think we're going to go to India this year, which is going to be kind of crazy. And I'm assuming that this year will probably be very similar to last, and it's going to be traveling like crazy and going to a lot of soccer games. At least my fingers are crossed.
Well, it was quite a successful 2015 for you, Rachel. Quite the big change in lifestyle for you and career advancements and everything that went with that. Now that you've had a few weeks to reflect after MLS Cup final, what were some of your most memorable moments in 2015?
I've been asked this question a couple times, actually, and I think that probably the one thing that really just jumped out at me, because there were so many times during this time that I was like, I cannot believe that this is my life. And it was the trip that we did for Rivalry Week. So I can't remember. We did like 4 cities in 5 days, which is insane. And I mean, I travel a lot to begin with, but just the amount of just going to airports and new hotels and seeing different cities in that amount of time, it was so wild. And the last game that we went to, so we tried to go to every single rivalry match that we could, or that was possible for us to go to. And the last one that we went to was the match Portland versus Seattle, where I think Portland beat Seattle 4-1, I believe. I had never been to Portland. I had never hung out with the Timbers Army, and that was by far the coolest game that I went to this year. Just how accepting those fans were and how insane that game was. I mean, that's a huge rivalry, and for them to have that final score was just incredible. So I think that just – and I mean, all the travel that I did, that was probably the thing that stood out for me the most and was so much fun. And meeting all the people, that was definitely really, really cool.
Well, there's a lot that you took in off the field and outside of the stadiums, and I very much enjoyed how that kind of progressed with your work with Major League Soccer as the year went on. It was deeper than just the in-stadium atmospheres and the games themselves. And one trip in particular that stood out in that regard was your trip to Utah. You very much took to the state of Utah. Tell us about how you fell in love with the outdoor mecca that is.
Well, I grew up in the middle of nowhere. I don't know if you know that, but I'm from Orno, Ontario. We had like 46 acres where I grew up. So I was very lucky to grow up in the outdoors. So that's kind of like where my heart is. I love being outside. So when I got to Utah, although it's nothing like where I'm from, it's much more beautiful, but I just felt, you just step outside and it's fresh air. And when you live in New York City, that is not something that you come across very often. So what I really liked about the series that we did this year, Get Me In There, is we are not only taking you inside of the stadium and getting to know the fans, or letting you guys get to know the fans, we were also taking in the city. And, you know, Utah, Salt Lake City is just so beautiful. It has so much to offer. So when we were sitting down to plan all this stuff, we were just like, we need to show people how amazingly beautiful this place is. And so we went rock climbing and we just hung out in the mountains. And there was so many times where we all would just sit there and like stare at these incredible, gigantic mountains and be like, oh my God, I feel like I'm in Jurassic Park right now. This is insane. It was just so, I've never seen beauty like that outside. So it was incredible. If you ever get to go to Salt Lake City, totally do it.
All right, last question in this segment. You now live in New York City. You fell in love with Portland. You fell in love with Utah. You've been from Orlando to Seattle, from NYC to California. Are you officially, Rachel, a Canadian-American?
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess. I don't know. Is that bad? I think that's okay. I mean, I'm Canadian at heart, for sure. I go home quite often, but I don't know. This is a cool place. I can't really see myself living in Canada again. It's my home. It's where I'll always go back to. But I don't know. New York City is an amazing city. There's so many other places that I would love to live in the States. So I think that sure, you can call me that.
All right, we'll go with it. Canadian American and World Soccer Talk Radio international correspondent Rachel Bonetta. We're back with more after this right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com. If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for, freesoccertrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like a Williams Digital Piano for just $169, Ernie Ball Cobalt Slinky Guitar Strings, buy two, get one free, or a five-pack of Hohner harmonicas with case, just $15, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big. New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Hey, America, it's me, Colonel Sanders. Now, can you guess what I'm thinking? Nope, that's not it. Nope, nope, not that. Nope, nope. Exactly. KFC's popcorn chicken is made with 100% white meat, not like those nuggets that come in funny shapes. And now you can get them in a KFC $5 fill-up, along with a side, a cookie, and a drink. Wow, you are very good at guessing things. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs includes popcorn chicken, side biscuit, cookie, medium drink, tax extra.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Nate Abarea and Rachel Bonetta back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. All right, Rachel, in your work with MLS this year, there were so many great videos that came out. And I got to say, I feel like you really honed your acting skills this year with a number of pieces. Do you have any kind of improv or theater background?
Part of going to school for broadcast journalism, one of my courses was improv, and I loved it. That was one of my favorite things that I did. So then I started taking improv at Second City in Toronto. And then when I got to New York, I started taking acting classes. It's kind of something that I've always enjoyed doing, never something that I have really put forth that much effort into, but it's just, it's fun, and I'm so grateful to MLS. I would come to them with these crazy ideas, and they would sometimes say yes, and that is how Rachel versus Rachel was born, and from there it kind of got a little crazy, but it was really, really fun.
I was wondering, can we possibly do a quick little scene here on World Soccer Talk Radio? I have an idea for one.
You're going to put me on the spot like that?
Let's see if we can do this one. I wanted to do Columbus Crew legend Frankie Hayduk ordering a pizza, and I'll be the pizza guy on the phone, and you be Frankie. Can we go forward with this?
Sure. I guess so. I'll give you that.
Here we go. All
okay,
right.
You start.
I'll start it off. Hello, Nate's Pizza. Would your order be for dine-in, takeout, or delivery?
Takeout, bro. That's the only way I do it, man.
Can I get your name, sir?
My name is Frankie Hayduk.
What can we get for you, Frankie?
I'll get about 20 pizzas just for me. Thanks.
What would you like on your pizzas, Frankie?
Cheese, and probably more cheese. Thanks.
Any other toppings? No other toppings would interest you? We have our meat lover's pizza, our veggie delight. You would just like cheese and more cheese?
I think that Frankie would only eat cheese pizza.
Really?
Cheese pizza and coffee. I think that's Frankie's go-to.
Well, it's funny, Frankie, because I was going to ask you if you'd like any coffee with your pizza in this order.
You know what's so funny is when I was hanging out with Frankie this summer, we went to a coffee shop, and I asked him how many cups of coffee he consumes in one day. So I don't know if you've actually sat down and had a conversation with Frankie Hayduk, but it is very energetic. And he told me he drinks 12 shots of espresso in one day. 12.
You know, it's funny, actually. I've seen the video before, and I actually watched it about an hour ago, that great video of you guys touring Columbus on longboards with Columbus Crew SC flags flying through downtown Columbus. That was such a badass piece that you guys did. I was honestly shocked that it was only 12, Rachel.
I know. I was just like, Frankie, come on. It's more than that. It's more than that. But 12 was the number that he landed on. He is probably one of my most favorite people I have ever met, and I've got a funny story. When I did the fan piece and I did Frankie, I didn't email him before because I was like, oh, whatever, like, this is gonna be so funny, he's gonna love it. And then I didn't hear from him. And then there was a bunch of people tweeting the video out and tagging the both of us in the tweet, and I still didn't hear from him. And I'm like, oh my God, he's so pissed. So I sent him a DM. I sent him a message, an email, and I never heard back from him. So then I found out the MLS Cup was going to be in Columbus, and I'm like, oh no, I'm going to have to see Frankie. He's so mad at me. And then we set up a shoot with him, or like my producer did. They're like, you have to do something with Frankie. I'm like, I honestly don't think that he likes me anymore. Like, I think that he's legit mad at me that I was not making fun of him. I respect him so much. I think he's so awesome. But I was so worried. And then as soon as I show up to Monterey Stadium, and he comes rolling in a reindeer onesie on a skateboard holding an acoustic guitar and gives me the biggest hug. And I was like, I thought you hated me. And he's like, what are you talking about, man? Like, I love you. And I explained to him what happened. He's like, I don't know how to work that stuff. Like, I don't know how to check my DMs on Twitter. And I was like, oh, my God. So all of that time spent worrying that Frankie Hayduk thought I was the worst person ever was for nothing.
Rachel, I don't think Frankie, like, hates anybody.
I mean,
and interacting a little bit, I don't think he has an ounce of hatred in his entire body.
I know, but I was just so worried. But anyways, it worked out. It was awesome.
What was it like being around him during MLS Cup final? And I say he didn't have an ounce of hatred in his body. I'm sure he was rather disappointed with the outcome of that whole thing. What was it like being around him, not only in the build-up and during the match, but talking with him in the aftermath, the way the crew lost the cup final at home?
You know what? The only time I really saw him on that day was at the tailgate. And he was super pumped. And a couple days before, he was super pumped. He is so loved, that man. It is insane. So, I mean, he could have totally sat with me during the game and we would have watched. He had that option with 50 million other people. So everyone wanted to hang out with Frankie Hadick. So I don't know how he was during the game. I only saw him beforehand. He was pretty pumped up. I think I remember him saying something along the lines of, you know, Portland's a great team too. Like and I'm not just saying that, when we were hanging out, a couple days before. I mean, he's just such a good guy. So yeah, I can't see him being that. I can see him being disappointed, but I can't see him being that frustrated or anything like that with the way things played out. Portland was a great team in the end, and they played the better game. So
I'm with you on that, and there's no disappointment that 12 or 13 shots of espresso couldn't fix for Frankie. So good on you, Frankie. Hope to have you on the show sometime soon in the year 2016. Oh my goodness, only a couple of days away from the year 2016. But looking back here on 2015, just a couple more questions here with you, Rachel. The off-topic segment, it got better by the week. They truly took their form as the season progressed. But one thing that I've enjoyed hearing you talk about is the amount of and look, we've had your old colleague Jimmy Conrad on the show a few times before, and Jimmy always talks about the weird ass questions that you guys would get. You guys kind of embraced them at Kick TV, but those definitely carried on in your work with MLS. So I have to ask you, Rachel, what was the weirdest question that you got for an off-topic segment?
Oh boy. Let me think about that. I don't know if we got any weird questions. I feel like you and I talked about this last time I was on, but definitely the weird. I mean, you get so many weird ones that they kind of just mesh all together at some point. But definitely the weirdest thing that anyone has ever said to me on YouTube comments, and it was so weird that somebody screen grabbed it from when I worked at Kiss TV and sent it to me, and I was so impressed that I sent it to, I have three older brothers, so you can imagine how hard of a time they have watching my videos and reading those comments. But this one was so funny and original and amazing that I had to send it around. And some guy wrote on one of my old videos, he was just like, I would drag my balls through a field of barbed wire to hear her fart through a walkie-talkie. That still kills me. So I think that would be the weirdest thing.
I didn't even want to say anything. I just wanted to let that one simmer on the radio for a minute. let's just let that one roast over the fire for a moment.
Even my brothers were like, wow, that's great. I'm not even mad. So I think that although that wasn't an off topic, that was that one still stands out for me. That's the winner.
That one, that's the winner chicken dinner. That one's going to live on forever and ever. All right, in the couple minutes that we got left here with you, Rachel, again, it's been such a magical year for you, and I appreciate you giving us some of your time to help us close out the year here on World Soccer Talk Radio. But now looking forward to 2016, are you big on New Year's resolutions? Do you have anything that you're really trying to tie into 2016 as far as New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, you know, I was just talking about this yesterday. I think that one of my resolutions is that I want to be more involved with people on Twitter. I feel like before I used to be able to put anything out there and I wouldn't really care. But you know, I'm sure you feel this too, is when you start having a lot more people listening to what you say, you kind of you start to second guess those things that you kind of just want to put out there. And so I don't want to do that anymore. I just want to be completely unfiltered and myself on Twitter and talk to as many people as I can. So that's definitely one of them. And the second one is to just be more present. When I was in Africa, I definitely thought about a lot of things that are important in my life that shouldn't be important. And, you know, I like to consider myself a very driven person and I have so many goals, but sometimes I feel like I get a little too caught up in what's next, what's next, what's next, what's the next big project, what do I want to do next, where do I want to go? So this year, I think I just want to focus on where I am in that moment and just enjoy it as much as I can and enjoy the people that I'm with. Because people get way too caught up in things that just don't matter. And that's what I learned. If one lesson that I walked away from Africa with, or one question, is just to ask myself what matters. And I think that's what I'm going to do this year.
Absolutely. And our brief Twitter interactions have pretty much just been pictures of bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. So I look forward to more of those in 2016. And they can get a hold of you on Twitter. It's just your name, correct?
Yeah, just at Rachel Bonetta.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. And congratulations on a fantastic year. And best of luck in 2016. I know you're going to one-up it.
Thank you so much, Nate. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. Again, that was Rachel Bonetta. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio. A little 2015 year in review, a little no-holds-barred review of the year that was 2015. Stay tuned. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline.
Hey, America, it's me, Colonel Sanders. Now, can you guess what I'm thinking? Nope, that's not it. Nope. Nope, not that. Nope. Nope. Exactly. KFC's popcorn chicken is made with 100% white meat, not like those nuggets that come in funny shapes. And now you can get them in a KFC $5 fill-up, along with a side, a cookie, and a drink. Wow, you are very good at guessing things. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFC's includes popcorn chicken, side biscuit, cookie, medium drink, tax extra.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Did you know nearly 2 out of 3 Americans don't use all their vacation days? Even in this me-focused generation of social media, we don't take days for ourselves. This season, ditch the office, drop the phone, and take a real selfie, treating yourself to the pure and simple high alpine adventures of Sugar Bowl Resort. Explore the most snow in Tahoe, the least crowded slopes, and North America's largest cross country, all conveniently closest to the bay. So cash in those vacation days and save vacation cash with Lift tickets online at sugarbowl.com.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nate Abarea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
But I'm now the president of everybody.
I would drag my balls through a field of barbed wire just to hear her fart through a walkie-talkie. Shakespeare ain't got nothing on that YouTube commenter. My goodness. Let it simmer. Let it roast. That is magic. Or as Ray Hudson would say, absolutely magisterial. Thank you so much to Rachel Bonetta for joining us. What a year it's been for her, and surely more to come in 2016. Thanks to everybody who has supported this show since we started in April, including our fine sponsors who put us on the air every day live 1 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday on Sports Byline, 1 to 2 on the left coast, 4 to 5 p.m. on the eastern seaboard. You got to thank FanBet. You got to check out FanBet.com if you're looking for an advantage when betting on soccer. I want to let you know about FanBet because you can follow your friends and top-ranked bettors to get a wealth of betting tips to help improve your real money bets. Here's how it works. FanBet runs a weekly contest called FanPlay. Members place bets on Premier League games using betting credits. Bet on Leicester City. It's just the safest bet of all time. I tell you what. The game data is analyzed, and the top bettors are ranked according to their success. FanBet allows you to see live picks and betting history of these players. And how about this? By following winning bettors, logic implies that you will become more successful. You follow the smart ones, you will become smarter in the process. Sign up today for your free account at fanbet.com. And after you log into your FanBet account, first thing you'll see is a live stream of picks from winning bettors, each better ranked based on their average return from their last five bets. Then you can add any pick to the odds tracker, and FanBet will compare leading bookmakers to give you the best available odds for your money. It's as simple as that. Improve your soccer betting returns with FanBet.com. And again, a huge thank you to FanBet for supporting this show, helping me be on the air with you every day, and for getting us on in podcast form. Again, thanks so much for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. The men and women listening to us overseas on the American Forces Network. People checking out the website that started it all, worldsoccertalk.com. Could not do it without any of you guys. This has been such an amazing year for yours truly, and that's why I loved having someone like Rachel on the show, someone whose career has literally taken off here in 2015. She's already doing fantastic work with Kick TV and going back to Toronto FC in years past, but Rachel herself has said this has been the most incredible year of her life, both professionally and even on a social level, but specifically in regards to soccer and the professional workplace. It's been an incredible, uplifting year for her, and I've got to echo that sentiment from my own brain, from my own heart and mind, because this has been an absolute blast being with you every day and doing it up here with this show. And we're going to do a little year in review, but we're also going to do it a little bit differently. We're going to look back on a few stories from 2015 here before we got to end the show today. But we're also just going to give some final takes. And I promised in the opening some no holds barred final takes here in our last show of the calendar year 2015. And we'll start with what's going on with my favorite club in the whole world, the Los Angeles Galaxy, a.k.a. the L.A. Fallacy. We're going to talk about the league pets. We're going to talk about the titty-sucking baby of Don Garber here real quick. The titty-sucking baby of Don Garber that are apparently selling half of their team in order to make room, with all the MLS rules that go into signing players and building a roster, selling off half of their team, sales that include two players who I respect greatly. Throw out my feelings about the Galaxy and the rivalry over the years with my beloved San Jose Earthquakes and going back to the Clash and the age-old NorCal-SoCal rivalry when it comes to anything, when it comes to baseball, checkers, soccer, basketball, doesn't matter, NorCal versus Southern California. There's going to be a rivalry. There's going to be hatred. There's going to be passion. But throw that all out the window right now. Two of the players that have been sold here in the last week by the LA Galaxy are two dudes who I respect like few others in Major League Soccer over the last few years, and that's Juninho and Omar Gonzalez. And to be quite honest, I can't wait to see what Omar Gonzalez does at Pachuca. I'm not sure how that really came about. It was so surprising. You know, Omar Gonzalez, of all places, he heads to Liga MX and heads to a club that has a very quality history with American players and some interesting Mexican-American roots. And Omar, a native Texan, so he'll be down there in Pachuca doing it up for Los Tuzos, some Tuz soccer for Omar Gonzalez in 2016. So I look forward to seeing what he does with Pachuca. But interesting concept how he left the LA Galaxy. And they're selling off all these players seemingly, and this is speculation from a lot of people, but seemingly selling all these players to make room for a 35-year-old left back by the name of Ashley Cole. That's right. Cashley Cole himself. Five men went to bed with Ashley. Five men, four men, three men, two men, one man and his mobile phone went to bed with Ashley. Six men. Okay, you get the story. Ashley Cole, supposedly just about ready to sign with the Los Angeles Galaxy. Now, here's something interesting about this, and I encourage everybody to actually check out a piece. I love promoting colleagues' pieces, and Dirty South Soccer, check out on Twitter, at Rob Ussery, tweeted this story out a few days ago on the 28th, and he wrote this very opinionated piece about what the LA Galaxy signing Ashley Cole would say, not only about Major League Soccer, but about the LA Galaxy, about the heads of that club. And within that article, there was an awesome quote. I mean, an awesome quote. And you'll hear why this quote is awesome. You may have read it already, but I'm going to repeat it if you've already heard it. And for those of you that haven't read this one, I think you're going to enjoy it based on what we're discovering here about the LA Galaxy and this whole Ashley Cole saga. In the summer of 2014, Ashley Cole himself said the following: "I have had offers from Major League Soccer in the USA, but I am not ready to relax on a beach yet. I've won a lot in my career, and I don't want to stop." That is Ashley Cole in the summer of 2014, about 17, 18 months ago. I'll repeat it one more time. "I had offers for Major League Soccer in the USA, but I'm not ready to relax on a beach yet. I've won a lot in my career. I don't want to stop." Okay, process that. Take it however you want. I'm just going to move on. I'm going to leave that up to you to process that quote and then tie it back to right now, and that being the man that the LA Galaxy are seemingly, again, just speculation here, but it's seemingly shuffling around their entire team and making sure they're within MLS roster jurisdiction and all the crazy rules that go with signing players, Major League Soccer. That's the man that they're doing all this for. They're shuffling all the cards for, is the man who said 17 or 18 months ago that he's not ready to relax on a beach yet. So maybe he's ready to relax on a beach now. Maybe that's how he views Major League Soccer. Very, very interesting. All right, another little final take here on our last show of 2015. We'll talk about another man who actually is currently a LA Galaxy member, but this is actually relating to the Premier League, the Barclays Premier League, the theater, the great theater that is, the greatest show on earth, the Barclays Premier League. Steven Gerrard has scored more goals. Actually, we have to go into full Scouser for this. Steven Gerrard has scored more goals in the calendar year of 2015 than Wayne Rooney. But the crazy part about it is that Steven Gerrard's been gone since May. He went to Southern California back in May. He left Liverpool, if you remember. So he's scored in the calendar year of 2015. He scored more Premier League goals than Wayne Rooney. Rooney, who's played this entire season as well as the last one. Wayne's not scoring, just stamping on people's calves. He's scraping down the back of the Achilles and getting man of the match somehow. I don't know how the hell he got man of the match, by the way, in that 0-0 against Chelsea. That was farcical. But moving on, I just love that stat, one of my favorite stats. Steven Gerrard has scored more Premier League goals in the calendar year of 2015 than Wayne Rooney. All right, we go to our snooty German-American correspondent. He covers the Bundesliga. He covers the German national team. He also covers the U.S. national team. So we go to snooty German for this one. "Jürgen Klinsmann is without a doubt the worst tactical manager that the U.S. men's national team has seen in the last 30 years. He was only good tactically with Germany because he had Jogi Löw by his side. He is the worst tactical manager that the U.S. men's national team has seen in over 30 years. But comes the year 2019, that's right, 1 year after the World Cup in Russia, comes the year 2019, Jürgen Klinsmann, I predict, will be the president of U.S. soccer, as Sunil Gulati will be in San Quentin prison." No, actually, he'll be doing Fed time, Germany. He's not going to be in San Quentin. He'll be in a nice federal penitentiary. "And the Jürgen will barely beat out the soccer Don Garber. It'll be a 52-48 election. Jürgen Klinsmann will be the next president of U.S. soccer come the year 2019. All right, I've got a prediction of my own here. Champions League, February, getting back to the champions. One of my favorite human beings of all time, Mr. Chomp Chomp himself, El Pistolero, Luis Suarez will score a brace at the Emirates in the first leg against Arsenal in the Arsenal Barcelona Champions League round of 16 matchup. Luis Suarez, whenever he gets a chance to come back to English soil, there's something just flowing inside his body. I don't think he's going to bite anybody, but he is going to score a magical brace, and he'll assist Neymar on a third goal. And Barcelona, I hate to tell you, Arsenal fans, are going to thrash the goons in North London and take them back to the Camp Nou and just wipe the floor with them. That's going to be a rout in the Champions League, and it will reflect the performance of English clubs in Europe. I had an interesting argument with my Arsenal-supporting father about that topic just last night. My dad just kept saying, hey, wait till the round of 16. Wait till the round of 16 before you start saying things like that about the poor performance of English clubs. Hey, you know, Chelsea's through. Despite all their troubles, Arsenal's in the round of 16. Who knows? Tottenham could win the Europa League. Whenever he refers to the Europa League, he loves telling me, he goes, hey, your boys at Liverpool could win the lesser competition. Thanks, Dad. I love that one. Barcelona are going to thrash Arsenal come the round of 16 in the Champions League. All right, we go to TV ratings guy. What's up, TV ratings guy? Interesting stat here. Talked about this on Twitter a few weeks ago. 970,000 people watched MLS Cup Final on ESPN and Univision Deportes. That was almost 200,000 less than the amount of people that watched on the same night. That was later that night, starting a game that started, I believe, 9 Eastern time, that watched the Toluca Tigres Liga MX semifinal that was only broadcast on Univision Deportes. So make what you will of those stats that came out back a few weeks ago in regards to that great Sunday. It was such an enjoyable day. I loved that Sunday. I think it was December the 7th, the day of MLS Cup Final and that Toluca Tigres semi. But 970,000 people watched MLS Cup Final. Later that night, almost 200,000 more than that watched the Toluca Tigres Liga MX semi-final. Okay, we go to Cynical Southerner now. Cynical Southerner, you're on the line. All right. I got to say that if nobody seems to give an armadillo's ass about Major League Soccer, then that would mean that nobody gives an armadillo's ass, less than nobody, I should say, gives an armadillo's ass about promotion and relegation in Major League Soccer. It just ain't going to happen in America, okay? Hey, Cynical Southerner, take a deep breath, calm yourself down, go talk to Ted Vesterveld, have a nice debate. We'll see how that all plays out. I can't say. I'm not the authority on Major League Soccer. I'm not the authority on how many people follow this league or how many people actually attend these games or how many people are conscious of promotion and relegation, how much that's really starting to have a fire burned underneath it as a common topic. But just calm down there, Cynical Southerner, okay? I think you're going a little bit overboard there by saying that it's never going to happen and nobody cares about Major League Soccer. Calm down. Go have some ribs. Artificial turf sucks. That's the last thing I'm going to say in this segment. I speak on behalf of everybody who played in the Women's World Cup in the summer up in Canada. I speak on behalf of Megan Rapinoe, Redding, California's own. Megan Rapinoe is now out for about 9 months with that horrific ACL injury that she suffered out in Hawaii due to horrible artificial turf. I speak on behalf of all of my high school players that I coach up at Shasta High School, my beloved Wolfpack up north. I speak on behalf of so many people. Artificial turf sucks, and it scares me that it is becoming commonplace within God's game, within the beautiful game that we love so much. And I know California is going through a drought, so there's reasons to move towards artificial turf, but listen up, soccer gods up there, if you're listening to my show. I know you guys are big fans, and you guys are always following me on Twitter and sending me great Twitter messages at NateWST. If you're listening today here in our final show of 2015, please do whatever you can, soccer gods, to bring grass back to the beautiful game. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it, because artificial turf sucks. back to close this baby out right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Love you. Stay tuned.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio. Closing this baby out, one more big thank you to Rachel Bonetta. Thank you so much to the sponsors for supporting the show. Thanks to you for supporting the show and making it a part of your daily plans. It means the world. 2015 has been an incredible year for me on so many levels, and I look forward to carrying the show into 2016 and keeping this train rolling. I've had listeners check in with me on Twitter from everywhere from here in the United States to Mexico, Sweden, England, Australia, Nigeria, wherever you're listening. I love you. Thank you so much for doing this. We'll talk to you in 2016. Nate Abarrea signing off. World Soccer Talk Radio.